Hello and welcome to the Talk of the Toon podcast. I'm Sam and I'm joined by my co-hosts
Michael,
Ewan
and James.
And today we're going to be talking about Edinburgh sport from today and the past couple of days. We're going to start with the Musselburgh Athletic game.
Yep, so last night Musselburgh were away to Jeanfield Swifts up in Perth and they bottled the league, so to say. So basically Musselburgh had to win the rest of their games and a chance of winning the league against Broxman Athletic. However, they lost last night 3-2, a midweek game up in Perth, which is a hard challenge for a part-time team. Just finishing their work and going up, you know, they're not professional players, but they did hold on. They tried to win it in the last 10 minutes. I mean, you got Court in the 73rd minute scoring. You got Knox in the 81st minute scoring. Unlucky, but hey ho, that's football, eh?
Yeah, it is.
Is there still a chance for Musselburgh to go up? Is that like a possibility?
There will be a possibility of Musselburgh going up, but they've got another stage of playoffs. Since it's a feeder league, it's quite complicated how they get into the low end. And to be fair, I don't have the time or the mass skills to actually work that one out. But so I think they'll have to play two games for a chance of going up.
Right.
However, Broxman only got one game to play, and that'll get drawn sometime over the next 2-3 weeks.
And that's against the top of the
Is it West of Scotland?
West of Scotland and the what's it? Could be one of the top leagues up north, Highland League.
Well, good luck to them anyway.
Good luck, aye.
All the best for the East Lothian teams or Midlothian or whatever.
Exactly. West Lothian.
The Lothians.
Aye. Yeah, the Lothians in Fife.
This is 4-1.
Right, what else have we got? We've got the
Hibs and the Hearts women were in action last night, weren't they, James?
Yeah, they were, actually. Part and parcel, speaking about Hibs, they lost again. It was 3-2 they lost 3-2 to Partick Thistle. It was, manager described as a really pretty poor performance.
Your thoughts on the situations?
Yeah, look, I think it's pretty criminal from us. You know, the girls know we went in at half time, and they, you know, I don't have to say anything, they know. That they're at their most vulnerable. I think we should defend the situation better. We've spoken recently about cheap goals that we've been given away. That, for me, that was another one. I just didn't think we defended it at any point very well at all. We were disappointed. I thought we were okay in the first half without being terrific. Probably 50-50 in terms of the half. Carved out a couple of opportunities, Partick had a couple, but to take the lead and not just see it through to half time probably changes the delivery at half time from myself and Stuart. But yeah, look, it's disappointing that we lost that goal.
Hearts lost 3-0 to Rangers as well. That was just Rangers dominating again the whole match. I think Spartans lost as well. They lost to Motherwell. It was 4-2 in the end. Motherwell played really exceptionally well. So
they're in the bottom half as well, aren't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jeez, the Edinburgh team is letting us down.
It's not a good week for Edinburgh football.
It's a very disappointing podcast here so far.
There's no wins to mention.
There's nothing to actually stand up and cheer about.
There is something quite interesting. There's Edinburgh Netball Club last night, they hosted a pay-to-play open event which aims to get people of Edinburgh playing netball and even former players trying to get back into the sport. I spoke to the Onyx captain, Niamh Crosby-White, and she told me more.
Pay-to-play and train brings lots of new players to the club. It gives new players or former players or lots of people returning to netball the opportunity to play again and get back into it and decide whether they want to come back to netball. It gives lots of players opportunity to decide whether they want to join our club or just a bit of extra time to play a bit of netball. I think it's really good for just for the club, especially just getting everybody moving, and it brings a bit of variety to the play, because obviously when you're playing the same teams at training week in, week out, you get used to people's play, you can pick up on stuff, whereas when you're playing with new people, you have to pick up and new things you have to adjust as a team slightly, as you would in a match, making it more realistic, especially at the end of the season when you're all getting a bit bored of playing the same teams and you've finished your league matches. You want to be having a bit of variation, so it's great for the players and for people returning to netball.
Interesting.
It's good to hear from like someone that's played it before, you know.
I know.
Yeah.
Netball seems like a very fast-paced sport, just like the speedway.
Oh, the speedway!
The speedway is fast.
Sport. Oh my god,
we set himself up for that one.
So obviously, last week we were talking about their loss to Poole Pirates in the first leg of the cup, 49-40, and that second leg is tomorrow. So hopefully they can pull it back, as avid fans of British Speedway. But they've got the home advantage, so you can hope that they pull it back. But it's also not so good news in the world of Edinburgh Speedway, as the Academy rider Liam Morris unfortunately had his bike stolen, which is quite important.
His bike stolen. Jeez.
So, and it's sadly not been recovered yet. So
what's he gonna do?
Walk it, I guess. So yeah, the club have set up a GoFundMe page to assist him, so if you are feeling generous, you can check out their X page where they have set up the link to go help him.
So good luck to them tomorrow. And we've got a statement from the SFA today.
Dropped a bombshell.
Yeah, so it's about the controversial introduction of VAR, and it's about the success that they've seen. So at the start of the season, VAR had a 90.3% success rate when it came to making the correct decisions, and now it's increased to 97.8%. So any fans that are complaining about decisions going against them for VAR, they can't really say anything, because it's 97.8% correct. Yeah, and well, this is a clip from the SFA website that explains what VAR can influence. So these are what the decisions are based off of.
The introduction of video assistant referees to Scottish football is to assist on-field referees. There are four match-changing situations that VAR can be used for. The first criteria for VAR involvement is straight red cards. VAR will be used to assist the referee in the case of straight red card incidents, not yellow cards and nor second yellow cards. VAR can only assist in the case of straight red card incidents. The second criteria is penalty decisions. The role of the VAR is to assist the referee in conjunction with the award or non-award of a penalty kick. This includes play in the immediate lead up to the award of a penalty. The third criteria is goals. The role of VAR is to assist the referee to determine whether a goal should or should not be awarded. This includes play in the immediate lead up to the award of a goal. The fourth and final criteria for VAR intervention is mistaken identity. Should the situation occur where the referee cautions or sends off the wrong player, or is unsure which player should be sanctioned, the VARs will inform the referee so the situation can be reviewed before the player exits the field of play. If an incident is not one of the four mentioned so far, VAR cannot intervene.
What's everybody's whole opinion on VAR?
I don't know.
I like it, to be honest.
You like it?
Yeah, big fan.
I think it slows down the game dramatically.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it just favours the old firm far too much.
I would say the same.
It's a conspiracy.
Aye.
Well, they released the full list of the decisions they got wrong as well, so we can read out and laugh at Hibs, because they got quite a few against them. So the first one was the Edinburgh Derby back in February. The penalty that Shankland scored from and caught the pie should not have been given.
I think it was a rather soft penalty from a Hearts supporter.
As a neutral in that game, I did not think that was a penalty at all. But, you know, it had to be done, because we would not have had that photo of Shankland catching the pie and scranning on it.
Big fat striker, man.
Got the new Robo.
Well, the final score was 1-1, so Hibs got robbed there. And then Hearts again are involved in their game against Celtic where they won 2-0. That young red card for can only be described as...
Was that the high foot?
Yeah.
High foot crack kick. Yeah.
Turned into Conor McGregor there.
Aye.
So that was correct.
I think it was a correct decision.
And there were two penalties in that game. One was, again, Young. He...
Just before the red card,
he must have got sniped in the stands and the referee gave the penalty. But that was wrong.
I mind watching that on the telly and thinking, how is that a penalty? There's no one near him.
It's good to be transparent with it.
Definitely.
Right, smashing. Well, thanks for joining us. And we'll catch you again next week.
Next week.
Weekly podcast. All right, cheers, guys. Thank you.
See you there.
Catch you.